The DivaCast, number 119, 17 November 2008. Hey everybody, we are the Divas. We are five fun, 40-something fabulous friends. I can't do all that alliteration. And I am Julie. We're glad you're here.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Sharon.
And I'm Amy.
We believe inside every woman is a diva. And there's four of us here, which is really cool because this is two shows in a row. It's kind of scary.
And yes. It's Amy and Julie, not Suzanne.
Yeah.
And Sharon.
Yeah.
We're fillers. We're filling in. The only reason I'm here is because I got the 22 emails from everybody that said that they loved me.
And yeah, Amy's back. That's all she needed was a little coax, a little stroking. Thank you, listeners.
Julie only got one. That's all she needed, just one.
I'm cheap. I'm easy.
And I'm going to read each and every one of them. Okay? Are you ready?
Your family has them memorized by now, don't they?
You know what? I was going to have my husband and my children and my sisters all read all these emails that Carrie had sent over to me over email. And I haven't done it yet.
What do you mean that you're going to have them read them?
To see how wonderful she is.
Yeah, to let them know.
Oh, I thought she meant like she's going to make each one stand at the table at dinner and like, okay, now you read one.
She probably will.
Okay, you read one.
I had that Southern Living party. I had a Southern Living party about a week and a half ago. And as part of the icebreaker, and I loved this.
Gosh.
I loved this. This is Sharon. All of my guests had to go around and tell one thing they liked about me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
okay.
The sales lady said that. I'm like, does she want to sell some stuff to Sharon or what?
Yeah, only because
Amy and
Sharon.
I are looking at each other. I was like, I'll go last.
I got there late, so I had to do it late.
I was going to say, they became late, so I made her still participate in the icebreaker.
Anybody that came late, Sharon stopped the show and said, excuse me, they haven't done their nice things about me yet.
That was really bizarre.
That was kind of different, but it was okay. It was okay.
We're going to have to hear it. All right, go ahead.
Actually, somebody sent something in about Amy and Julie. Oh, let's hear it.
We've created a monster.
Hello, Divas. My name is Victoria. I'm calling from Chicago. I was so happy to hear that Amy and Julie were back for the podcast. I was so excited. I'm not kidding. I have been listening to, I believe it's number 98, The Travels 2, where Julie was telling the varmint story and Amy was talking about her trip to Italy over and over and over again because I just miss them and they're so funny and I'm so glad that they're back. And I know everybody gives Sharon a hard time. Sharon's a favorite, blah, 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 blah. So I'll just say that I like Sharon. I'm glad that Amy and Julie are back, and I hope you two guys have a really, really good holiday season, and go Divas.
How sweet.
Thank you,
Victoria.
All I have to say is I am counting on my manic mommy cruise babes to call in and give Suzanne and Carrie a little lovin'. So we have been working our butts off.
Goodness.
And all we hear about is Sharon, 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 and now it's Amy. A varmint? Did she say varmint?
Vomit.
Remember when
I was talking about...
I thought it was varmint also.
No. I thought it was vomit because she was talking about your travel stories to Italy. It was when I was talking about when we went camping and my kids are throwing up in the back seat.
It's your varmint. It was
the rat.
Squirrel.
The thing that came out of the... I have so many stories. I'm a plethora of stories.
Varmint and vomit.
It's either varmint or vomit.
Hey,
Julie,
you know what?
Stories on both.
It's, six and one half dozen of another in my house.
Okay, so we're kind of pathetic where we need so much stroking. Okay, but that's oh,
it's just, you know what?
You know what? All women, we don't get enough praise. So if there are any men listening out there, give your wife or girlfriend or sister or mother a little compliment. We don't need much.
Doug.
Doug, if you're listening.
You need to stroke her.
Gosh. Well, but you know what? We were talking about, that brings us to our subject, as we were talking about girlfriends and how do you get good girlfriends and how do you get these circles. And we've talked before on the podcast about how the Divas were formed
Intentionally by Carrie. We all met in the moms group at our church, which was just a bunch of moms with small children, and we all signed up and went. And then Carrie decided she wanted to have a smaller, more intimate accountability kind of group where we could discuss more
just
stuff.
Just friends and yeah, kind of hang out.
But I mean accountability.
Are we accountable to each other?
I mean, by not like telling 20 people, you can only tell 5.
She means like a deeper friendship. Yes. Like that's what I intended. Less surfacey junk and, you know, competitive and showing off and
not like the conversations we had in the past 10 minutes.
No, but actually what happened was, I got this little request across the wire, I'll put it. Somebody's writing an article about women friendships, and she posed a lot of different questions. And also, Manic Mommies has a forum called The Big Tent, and there was a mom on there that talked about when is it time to give up on a friendship. So there's a lot of questions there in regards to, you know, this woman was asking, like, how do you make friendships when you're an adult, when you're no longer in school, when you're no longer working? And I think a lot of times we end up just by default being associated with our kids' parents. I mean, our kids' friends' parents. And sometimes that's not the best fit.
Well, that's one of the reasons, you know, this is off the subject, but if you have the opportunity, the women's retreat at our church, that's one reason I really enjoy going to that, because you get women of all ages. Because we do tend to go to, you see the parents of soccer practice or karate or whatever, and you get to know those people, and they're always like near your age because the kids are your age. You know what I mean? But then if you go to something like a women's retreat where it's women in general, there's like the grandmotherly types. There's the 20-somethings newly married. It just gives you a wider spectrum.
See, I like the people I meet at happy hour.
That was Sharon. Friends.
Yeah.
When I belly up to the bar.
I say, let's do a jello shooter. Come on.
And poker nights.
Right. Poker nights and happy hour. Those are my deep, deep associates.
Because that's she's hoping that she'll be chosen to be a swinger with some of these people. I like to swing.
Yeah.
Me and my husband.
Okay. Do we have
gave her the rocky chair. We're in big trouble.
I know. I'm taking off on this rocking chair. Mm-hmm. Do we have a phone mail? We have a phone mail, a voicemail. I know.
Hi, Diva. Joanna. It is Sunday afternoon, and I am driving home from a girlfriend's weekend. We met in Williamsburg, and every time I listen to you girls, I think about my girlfriends and how fun they are and what they mean to me. And I have recently moved from my home in Alexandria, Virginia, to Wilmington, North Carolina, and I've left them all behind. So this weekend was excellent for me to get to see them again, and it's like I never left. So I was listening to y'all on my way home, and you keep me company, and you make me laugh, and I just love listening to you. Thanks so much.
How sweet is that?
What was her name?
Joanna.
Joanna. Hey, Joanna. I just wanted to say, I used to live in Pennsylvania, and Virginia, went to Williamsburg, and my mom lives really close to Wilmington, so next time I'm down there, I'll check you out.
But you know what? She made a good point about really good girlfriends is that she said we picked up right where we left off.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's she important. Hadn't seen them in a while because my friends that I grew up with since seventh grade, I can call them and it's just boom, we're right back there. And you don't have to give them all the, you don't have to.
There's,
you know,
not
what I mean,
the baggage or the like.
Well, they know your baggage.
Yeah, they know it. But then there's some friends where it's like, I'm sorry, I haven't talked to you in such a long time. And you know, and it's like.
It's a huge expectation.
Yeah,
the expectation
that's true. I see what you're saying.
Is kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah, if they don't hear from me for 3 weeks, they don't wig out. It's not like they're mad at me because I didn't call, or if I call one of them and then the other one calls the other ones, they don't get mad because I didn't call all of them.
Okay,
you know
well
what I mean?
here's this is the kind of like focusing in on one part of the adult female friendships, because that's what this Big Tent post was about, where this woman, I'm not going to say her name, but she was feeling disappointed that her friend wasn't remembering like milestone birthdays, and she felt like she was doing all the work and the other friend was just kind of, you know, not making as much effort. And so
didn't she go to visit her and that kind of thing? And then
she just felt like she was the one who was doing most
all
of
the work
in the relationship. She would go and visit her in her town, right?
Sounded like it. I can't sit here and read the whole thing,
right.
But I think at one point they were kind of on the same wavelength. And then it sounds like one of them got a little bit, you know, whatever was going on, she wasn't as
she was
engaged.
More distant.
Yeah. So the question is, you know, where do you draw the line? I guess you have to decide, because I've had friends like that where I felt like I was always putting in the effort. And at some point, I just was like, you know what? I'm stepping back. And it wasn't like, hey, if they call me, I love them.
Right.
It's fine. But when I get a Christmas card with just their name on it once a year, I kind of go, you know what? I'm not going to, you know, it's fine if I see them at a class reunion or something like that. But I don't know. I don't consider that a deep friendship if, you know, once in a blue moon.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not really a deep friendship if you're having to wait on reciprocation. Because if I sat there and waited on a birthday on time from, like, Sharon.
Or me.
But, I mean, not you specifically.
Yes,
I mean,
you
anybody
are.
In the room. No, I'm serious. I'm talking about if you're waiting on something, a specific expectation from a specific person, then maybe you're focusing on the wrong thing. You
yeah,
know what
but
I mean? Like, because life happens.
Yeah, but there, I understand what Carrie's saying. I have a girlfriend, and she jumps to mind. I have several girlfriends that we don't have to talk to each other, but every year or two, and it's still there. The friendship's there. We love each other. We understand everybody's busy. But occasionally, like, if you'll call somebody, and 6 months later, you call them again, and 6 months later, you call them again, and they don't. It's like, you know what? Hey, that's not.
Maybe it's not there anymore.
Yeah, it's just not worth the effort anymore. So, you know, I mean, and if one girlfriend specifically I'm thinking of, we've been friends since fourth grade. And the last few times I've called her and she does, oh, let me call you back. And I don't hear back. It's like, you know what?
You know what?
Yeah. And she'll call me eventually and we'll be friends again. But it'll be a cold day in hell before I call her again.
Well, it's hard,
isn't that
though, because I've got friends that I really, I think about them and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder what she's doing. And then it's like, but if I pick up the phone right now, it's going to be, and it's so bad.
It's going to be an
it's
hour.
An indication that my life's too busy and I've got my priorities screwed up, because I'm like, okay,
it's going to take too long. It's going to take a long time. It's going to be one of those long conversations. And after you're finished, you're going to be, oh, great. But it's like, I don't have the time to do that right now. So
I know, but isn't that a sign that maybe we're
bad.
A little bit, yeah, we're off
it's bad.
Balance.
It's not,
maybe.
It's
well,
not
you have to pick and choose who you're going to call and who you're going to talk to.
We've just got so many friends, Amy, we can't keep it all straight.
I'm just saying, thank God for texting and email.
I know.
Oh, speaking of Twitter, Carrie said she would help with Twitter.
Sharon.
I'm
going to
deflower her. She's a Twitter virgin.
I am.
So be very gentle with her. And
I want you to be the one, Carrie.
I love it.
And I had another teacher that I know came up and said, oh my gosh, Sharon, I got onto Facebook. And she was running into people now she went to high school with and other girlfriends. And I know that's another. So I am going to do Facebook. That's one of my New Year's resolutions.
Well, my mother is on Facebook now. Thank you very much.
You're kidding.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
How old is she?
75.
But that's okay. Are you happy or sad about that?
I think it's... She's a little
good for her,
mom. You know, I mean, but I think it's funny because it was like one of my sister's mother-in-law did this whole thing, went on Facebook and did it, and then she sent us all this information. So my mom just picked it up and goes, "Oh, I'm on Facebook now too." You know, I don't know.
I've had invites and stuff, but I just don't have the time to sit down. I need to make that a priority because there's so many people I know that are on it.
Once you get on there, it's a lot less than you think it is. But it was fun when Suzanne and I got back from the cruise because a lot of women are on there. Mm-hmm. And so they've all touched base with us on there. Mm-hmm. So.
And a lot of people have done it. But see, I just send an email. Sharon, I can't even believe you're talking about doing this.
Why?
Because you can't stand it when texting and you get an email and you have to answer things. How are you going to do Facebook?
I do.
She can do it.
Sharon, you complained when you get a text and email. You go, why can't people just call me? I'm not a written communication person.
I know exactly who you're talking about. You're talking about Carrie. And
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Carrie.
No, Sharon was complaining.
Yeah. Carrie likes to communicate via the written word. And that is her best mode. I like verbal communication.
Perhaps you didn't know about Carrie and I's 1 hour and how many?
37.
It was like
minutes.
It was 2 hours and.
We were on the phone forever. That was fun. We had happy hour.
Yeah, we did on the phone. Like
I can talk. I can talk.
She knows how to talk.
Okay. Carrie don't like to talk to me then. She just likes to email me.
And I give her crap and then she gets mad at me.
I guess that way she can just like, you know,
then she can call me.
Add delete, add delete. But yeah, no, I prefer to talk, but I do class books sometimes, you know, like classmate things.
Ooh, you're trying to hook up with your last love.
Okay, now listen to this. This is kind of oogie. Mm-hmm. I did my little classmate thing. This is a website.
Yeah. That's my Facebook.
Yeah, you go and you can like kind of Google other people or whatever. Well, I get this email and I'm all excited. It's from a guy that he was, you know, just a good friend of mine.
Okay, so, Robin, don't tell Dan. Dan, don't tell Doug. Okay, go ahead.
No. So I email and I get a reply back. And he's like, oh, I was wondering where you were, blah, 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 blah. And I said, yeah, I hear you're an attorney. I heard through the grapevine, blah, 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 blah. You're doing well. How's it going? Married kids, yada, yada. Tell me everything. Oh, you're talking about my brother. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I have to go in my yearbook. And I'm like, looking, who is? And it's his older brother of 3 years. And he's like such a geek. And I'm thinking, oh my, and it was like,
a
I
geek
thought
back
about
then.
I was
going to
say the
now.
Geeks of then or the Bill Gates of today.
Yeah. And he's like a network engineer in the, you know, Raleigh, Durham technology, whatever. And he's like, I thought about you often, wondered what happened. And I'm like, who the hell is this?
Did you know who it was then?
Once I had to look at his picture. I don't ever remember speaking. But I knew his brother. His brother was a blast. So I just thought it was weird. So
I got to tell you this.
He goes, oh, and, you know, if you're ever in Asheville, maybe our families can meet. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, no.
There's this, remember the podcast Single, Married, Widowed, Divorced?
Yeah.
Okay. I had blogged on this. This is going back like 6 months ago, but this was the funniest freaking story. This woman signed up. One of the women that does the podcast signed up to help with voting registration. And here walks in the hottest affair of her life when she was young, like in her 20s, and was a lifeguard. And had this hot little sizzling sexy affair with this guy, right? He walks in. She's like, whatever his name was, you know,
Joe,
John King, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, yes. And she goes, how are you? And he has no recollection of her. And she's like, okay. The whole story was so great. And she's like, I know I'm, you know, she's probably pushing 50 now. She's got glasses and her hair is a different color. And she's like, and she tells the whole thing how she's a lot, she was like a thin, skinny little thing. And she's like, I know, but I still resemble myself, you know? She does this whole thing and she's a writer. And so she blogged about this whole experience, how this hot affair of her life didn't even recognize her, right? Well, then the guy ends up reading this blog. She posts it to, it's a blog for, what's the term for older people?
Geriatric?
Seniors? No, it doesn't matter. But anyway, he ends up reading it and he writes in and says that it was him. And actually the mistake that she made was that he was her old boyfriend's son. So she's like, don't you remember how hot it was? Imagine.
Oh my gosh.
Did she not like realize there was
I think she was in a time warp.
Maybe she didn't have her glasses on. Because you know that's becoming more and more important.
Alzheimer's.
Like, yeah.
Hey you guys, let's take a little break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Okay?
All right. Bye. I mean, hold on. See ya in a minute.
If you like this show, you may also enjoy Words to Mouth, an author interview talk show where readers meet authors beyond the printed page and win free books. So go check it out. Words to Mouth. That's words with an S, T-O, mouth.com. Wordstomouth.com.
Well, that was a nice little break. I like that break. That works for
okay,
me.
That's Carrie's show. That's her other show.
I didn't know that was going to happen, actually, to tell you the truth.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
I didn't. Robin told me to do it.
I know.
I love Robin. Hey, and by the way,
yeah.
I have 5 Marcus Buckingham books that you guys can sign up to win on Words to Mouth. He did this whole new book, The Truth About You.
He's a hottie.
Yeah. And you just have to go to my site and sign up. What?
Robin wants one.
Robin wants one.
Robin wants to win.
Yeah.
Sign up to win.
He's a good one.
So what else?
Okay.
Okay. Let me ask the question.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a friend that turned into a frenemy? A frenemy. An enemy.
I had never heard of that word before. I saw that.
A frenemy?
Yeah.
Anybody? So it's like a
besides
bipolar,
divas,
a bipolar friend.
Besides present company excluded. Okay.
Did you? You can't think of anybody?
Who was a friend and then turned into an enemy?
Did something bad, mean, stole your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're talking about a long time ago.
I don't know.
You know what? I did that to a friend.
You stole her boyfriend?
You slut, you Amy.
I did when I was in high school.
Did she ever talk to you?
Yeah, and we're good friends. We got through that, and I realized, I don't think we ever really talked about it. We were young and immature and stupid. I was, at least. Maybe she wasn't. But, yeah, I did that in high school.
I think I've been the frenemy.
How?
Because I've been dumped by somebody.
By a girl?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all all know. We were friends, and then all of a sudden we weren't. And I said, let's go to lunch, and let's talk, and let's...
And see, no explanation.
No explanation. Dumped. Cut off. That's it.
So, I guess that's not fair. Yeah, the question is,
we're going out, friends, talking.
So you did, obviously you did something.
I said, yeah, and I don't know what I did.
Upset her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Southern thing. You Southern girls.
Yeah, you kind of owe people an explanation of, you know.
Well, I mean, you're only going to ask like 20 times. I did. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go to lunch. You want to make for a Diet Coke, whatever?
Nothing.
Yeah. We'll do that. Nothing. Call, no return call. And that's like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not stupid.
And just got cut off.
Yeah.
So. By the 21st time you got the hint?
I finally got it.
Man, I mean, that's kind of odd. Like, you wouldn't know, you have no clue as to what you could have possibly done.
No clue.
Hmm.
That's Julie.
Who was dumped.
Yeah. Still see her all the time.
I had a friend early on here that we just kind of had to... We actually had a conversation about we can't be friends anymore.
Really?
No, see,
how'd that go?
That's okay.
Not really can't be friends anymore, but it was that we had kids the same age, mm-hmm. and her child had, which she didn't admit to me until afterward, but he had some anger problems or some behavioral issues. And it was to the point where he was doing things that were harming my youngest kid, my baby. It was like he was doing things that I would say, you're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. And she would not back me up. And she would say things like, now, why did you do that?
Is this the one that you took to your mom's house too? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pooped on the beach with my mom.
Oh my gosh, mother would have
better
died.
Than in the house.
Yes, yeah, but exactly.
On the rug.
But it was my mother was mortified. So funny. But anyway, yeah, I mean, and it was just that we had to like not be around each other anymore. Plus there was some manipulative behavior where, you know, she would say, and she's probably changed by now, I'm sure, but it was like she would say things like, I'll take your daughter and just go have a good day, go pamper yourself, blah, 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 blah. And then I would come pick up my daughter and she'd go, okay, I need you on Tuesday at 7:15 for the entire day. You know what I mean? And I'd go, oh, okay. So
okay,
that was before the divas. That was before.
That's kind of like one of those where you're like, okay, you know what? I really don't want to be her friend. Like, this is not working for me. Yeah. You know, like you weren't really.
It didn't feel right.
Glued into her.
I haven't really had like frenemies, but just like friendships that fizzle out just because you just realize kind of that you're not on the same wavelength or something, you know, like being new to Peachtree City and hooking up with some people. And it was like, you know, you didn't have any friends. And so and then it's like, well, this is okay. And you're trying to like enjoy the friendship, but you're really not.
It's kind of like dating.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Dating girlfriends.
The bad thing about Peachtree City is it's so small,
right?
You're a small town. So you know, even if you break up with your girlfriend,
you still see them all over the place.
To use the analogy, they're still there.
Oh yeah. Gosh, my husband and I went out to dinner the other night and running around, and you know, in Target we saw like three people that we knew.
You don't go anywhere without seeing people you know.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, and my husband's like, oh, this is so cool. And I'm thinking, yeah, it is, but not always. I mean, I'm one of those people in Kroger where it's like I see people that I know and it's like.
It depends on my
mood. I go the other way a lot of times because I just.
You don't have time. I'm too busy. I don't want to.
Or I'm just not that social. I don't feel the need to like say hey to everybody.
Let me ask you this question. Have you ever gone on vacation with friends and did it or did it not work out? Like
families or just like,
well, either or.
Because we've all gone up to the lake and stuff. Yeah, but that's never been extended time.
Hey, Suzanne. Suzanne just got here. Hey, hello.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
buddy. Hey.
We're talking about girlfriends.
Well, that's a relevant topic.
Yeah.
Since we're all here.
Vacation.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about like extent, like a week or so?
Well,
because we've all gone to the lake, but that doesn't really count.
No.
We used to go with like a bunch of friends, but it would be like four or five families, newly married people, and like 10 of us would go, you know?
With kids or no kids?
Like one person had a baby and that was it. We were all, you know, just
newly married.
But
see, that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and think about when we used to go camping. We'd have eight families.
That was awesome.
For 3 days and 20-something kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but the thing that comes into play when you have kids is some people are very structured. I'm not saying Sharon, we joke about Sharon, but I've had other friends that are so completely structured.
Wait a minute.
Well, she's laughing
at you. We're not talking about Sharon.
You don't know she's laughing at you?
How did this get to be my fault?
Why'd she laugh like that?
I don't know. Maybe she was.
I'm just laughing at you.
Oh, you are not.
Oh, I am. Sharon
Why
wasn't
laughing
structured
at me?
When we went camping. Sharon never went.
Why are you laughing at me? Why is she laughing at me?
I'm not.
Remember, because the meal thing, she would be like, I have to have a meal. That's what I thought you were laughing at.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking back of camping and how people will get so hung up on some things. Or you'd have a couple of people who did all the work and no people who didn't do the work. And
we're not talking about that.
It goes into the whole vacation dynamic thing that you're asking about.
It's all about expectations.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Okay. We went one time with another family, and the other couple were big drinkers. I mean, we're talking
that's
10 a.m. They're starting.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had kids, and their kids, I'm sorry, were B-R-A-T-S. I mean, oh, my gosh. So,
brats.
That's brats. And, I mean, by 2 o'clock...
So they're trash. And
they're trash.
And you're having to take care of their kids?
Yeah.
Oh, that is bratty kids.
It sounds like my family vacations.
There you go. So, I mean, and that wasn't fun. I mean, after that, I was like, okay,
it's
no
like,
more.
Okay, hello. I'm trying to be on vacation too, but
exactly.
You know what? I'm not watching
that
your kids.
Stinks when you have to watch somebody else's kids when you're trying to be on vacation.
See, we're good now because our kids are all older.
Yeah.
We could just let them go play out in the traffic.
But still,
and
you know what, guys?
To Starbucks on their own and stuff like that.
You know, my son plays travel hockey, and we went to Charleston a couple weekends ago. Two of the boys come out and go, can we ride with you? Our dad's at the bar, and he's trashed, and we're not getting the car with him.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're talking 14-year-old boys because it's a birth year. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's not
Not funny. That's not.
What do you mean? He was going to drive him home from like
no,
up north?
From the from the ice rink to the hotel or to the restaurant because we had
a
team dinner.
Still.
Yeah, we're like, get in the car and the kid took his keys and I said,
"Okay, and the dad does what?"
How sad is that?
So how does the dad get home? With you?
I don't even know who he is.
Oh, come on. Tell us a story, Julie.
I'm like, my tolerance for that was like,
Exactly.
No, I let the other dads deal with him and the coach. I'm like, that's a dad thing. If it was one of the moms, I might have said, come on, honey, let's go. I'll get you back to your room.
But I think that we need to try to do a vacation together again with like our families or something. I think we should try to do camping again or Sharon,
talking to me?
After joining this older camper.
You and I, we're going to take our kids on a college visit.
Oh, okay. All right, I can do that.
That kind of thing.
Can you believe you're even doing that?
What?
Why are y'all going in 10th grade?
Too early.
Because I need some motivation.
I'm all about that.
I need some motivation and say, I want to go here. And it's like, well, honey, your grades are
But you don't get, you have to lie at school. You can get free ones when they're a senior.
Free,
they get it.
Free
it's excused.
What?
Free. It's an excused absence.
Oh, I'm just talking about a weekend.
We're just talking maybe summer or something.
Oh, okay.
We can go to Julie's Lake House because
we can
there's
always
a cute college down there now. Yeah. That town is getting cute.
There's a great
it's very
college
cute.
There.
Lots of kids are going there.
I know.
What college is it?
It's Georgia College and state university.
I think we should start our own diva college.
Along with our long-term care facility.
Yes, charm school.
I think it should be diva charm school.
Oh.
We were going to do that, remember?
Can I put my oldest in that one right away?
No, remember we were going to do that, and I was going to teach them like how to change a tire and jump start the car and all the stuff they need to know, and then y'all were going to do other stuff because I don't know how to do
I'll show them how to set a formal table if you're entertaining
and which forks
VIP.
They need to use.
Yeah.
You know.
Because God knows that's important.
Yeah, I'm. It'll take me a few minutes to figure out what I can possibly teach them.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
I'll teach them sign language.
Yeah,
they need that every day of their life.
I'm just going to be the fun diva and show them how to do shots of tequila.
First, you do the salt.
Yeah,
and then you drink the tequila, and then you do the lime. Don't do the lime and then the salt.
There you go. That'll be our gift.
That's important.
To our children.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, you put the salt right here and lick it. Then you shoot your tequila, and then you suck on the lime.
Or you could put it on your breasts.
Excellent.
Okay, salt. Amy
on that,
said that.
On that note, I think it's time to
wrap it up.
Wrap it up, baby.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.
What, Mr. Producer? Oh, you know what? Oh, oops.
Wait.
Call us. We love to get your voicemails at 678-884-0524. Thanks, everybody.
Or email us, diva@thedivacast.com.
We do love emails. And we do love emails.
We do. We love it all. And,
bye. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, iTunes. Leave us a review. We love those, too.